This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You want more, be grateful. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. It's a statement of condition. You do this, you will get this. You're grateful, Allah will give you more. وَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ ungrateful, my punishment is severe. He didn't say what's going to happen. So you want more? Allah gave you one thing, Allah gave you whatever. I mean, for the youth, gave them the thing they want, whatever they were asking, dying to ask their parents. Finally, they said yes. You want more of that? Then be more grateful. First thing we should do, when Allah give us something we want, small or big, what is it? You prostrate to Allah out of gratefulness. That means you did this first. You felt it's from Allah immediately. You remember? I mean, I'm sure many of you. How many of you love soccer? Right? What do these days, if the Muslims are playing, right, and they score a goal, what do? They prostrate. It's beautiful because they have been playing for 90 minutes, right? And this is the last one. They will win. And they didn't say we were very hard. Do I go immediately? Gratefulness to Allah. You want more? Be grateful. You complain from A to Z. And you don't use it, or I don't use it. The way pleases Allah, I'm telling Allah, take it away. I'm telling Allah, take it away, because that's what He said, right? And I'm going to just share it, because we only have, subhanAllah, a few minutes. But I'm going to just share with you a couple of sayings from righteous people. It was beautiful. Look at this. A righteous man asked a righteous man, how did you wake up this morning? Let me see. I asked you. Taban, of course, all of you say, alhamdulillah. But really, I asked you, I said, how are you this morning? What are you going to tell me? Oh, I woke up, I have a headache. Oh, I have a long day today, right? Oh, you just look at my to-do list. Oh, I have classes. With these, I don't like, right? Am I correct? Look at what he said. How are you this morning? قال أصبحنا مغرقين في النعم. We woke up and we are immersed in the blessings. عاجزين عن الشكر. Unable to be grateful. Look at this one. يتحبب إلينا ربنا وهو غني عنا. Allah come close to us, so we love Him and He doesn't need that. ونتمقت إليه ونحن إليه محتاجون. And we do things so He doesn't love us, though what we need. If each one of us just had the concept of the first thing, we are woke up immersed in the blessings of Allah. Immersed, khalas. Alhamdulillah, we are awake. The best ni'mah, the biggest ni'mah, you know what? We're alive. The biggest ni'mah, we are alive, because at least I still can change, I can serve Allah, I can serve. But once I'm dead, I'm done. This one, which is also saying to Sayyidina Umar, he said, whenever I am tested with a test, memorize this one. And each one of us in this room is being tested. Small or big, doesn't matter. Whenever I'm tested with a test, I remember three things. Right? Number one, is not in my deen. It is not in my religion. I did not reject Islam. I did not stop praying. I did not do this or that. And you will be surprised what you see these days. May Allah protect us. Wallah, the test outside is very hard. So that's number one. Number two, I know it could be worse. Right? Anything that happens can be worse. True or false? Right? Third, which is the best one, that's the connection with Allah. And I know Allah will reward me. I know when Allah will reward me for this. That's a grateful person for a test. The last but not the least. Also, a righteous man asked a righteous man, how did you wake up this morning? All of you remember this tomorrow. كيف أصبحت؟ قال أصبحت بين نعمتين. I woke up between two blessings. لا أدري أيهما أفضل. I don't know which one is better. Let's see, Bismillah. Two. And you're going to probably think, oh, he has this, he has one boy, one girl, or he has one wife, or, right? You, me and you think this way. Not them. He said, ذنوب سترها الله علي فلا يستطيع أن يعيرني بها أحد. Sins, Allah concealed it, and no one can shame me for it, because nobody knows. Each one of you in this room, think about sins we did today. Did you delay your salah? Did you miss a salah? Did you backbite somebody? Did you look at haram? We don't know. Don't say it. Allah concealed it, covered it, keep it covered. Right? So that's one. طيب. ومودة قذفها الله في قلوب العباد لا يبلغها عملي. And people loves me, although I didn't do, Allah put it in their hearts to love me, although what I did does not deserve this. Right? When people praise you, oh, she's so sweet, she's so nice, she's so helpful, she's so smart, whatever they praise you, if they knew the reality, they will not. But he concealed it. As one of the scholars also said, if sins had smell, you will not be able to sit next to me. SubhanAllah. If sins had a smell, you will not be able to sit next to me. SubhanAllah. Anything happens in my life is a reminder. That's why I shared with you the shukr. Am I grateful? Am I going to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this view? قَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of them. Am I one of them? Ya Rabbi, Ameen. This one, I wish. I don't know. Maybe I am. But all of us can be. The answer is, can we all be grateful? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. At least I start. Start with the first. I think that we start with the first one. Everything happens to you, Ya Rabbi, لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. You gave it to me. Then you're starting the even the test. Even the test is a ni'mah, by the way. Because the test, many of us, comes back to Allah through tests. Very few of human beings go back to Allah when He gives them. Right? And that's why the concept of al-mutrafeen, those who are extremely rich and extravagant in the Quran, is always in a negative way. Majority of a human being, Allah brings them back by the test. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do this to us, Ya Rabbi. Ameen.